Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Back Porch Theology. This is your host, Kayla Moore. Thanks for hanging out with me. And in case you have not yet heard, you need to subscribe to the podcast. Rate it, review it, give us that five-star rating. That's the only correct, if you're looking at the Cliff Notes, the only correct answer for how many questions or how many stars should I give this fantastic podcast. It's five. The answer is five. Be sure to share it with your friends. Pass it around, and we hope to be a source of strength and encouragement to you as we fight to take the humanists, the liberals, to the woodshed, because we want to exalt Christ, and we know that Christ as King is conquering and restraining all of his and our enemies, and we are fighting to reclaim a Christian republic, a Christian country, and we want to see all the ends of the earth streaming up the mountain of God. All right, so this is going to be quite the interesting episode of Back Porch Theology because we're going to do things rapid fire here, machine gun style, So, where do I start? Okay, reclaiming a Christian country and rebuilding a Christian society, we want to celebrate. We want to be people of celebration. We want to be known by our joy, our laughter, and because our sins have been forgiven. Right, so we are the only people. We have a monopoly. We, as God's people, have a monopoly on joy, on laughter, on celebration. And the key at the core of living the good life, of living the rich life, the abundant life, is enjoying the blessings of God and giving Him thanks for them. So me and my wife are celebrating almost two decades of marriage this upcoming weekend. And I want to throw the question out there, the challenge: what are you doing to venerate your marriage? What are you doing to celebrate your marriage? Do your neighbors, your unsaved neighbors, do your unsaved family members look at your marriage and say, dang, what do they got that we don't got? And when they are asking that kind of question, you know you're on the right track, right? So moving right along in rapid fashion here, we all know that we are on the verge of what the liberal crybabies are hoping is going to be Red China takeover of our Christian Republic, right? And then you have your freedom-loving folks, many of which are actual Christians, out there fighting for liberty, fighting for patriotism, loving our country because we love God. So me and my family and some friends from church, we got together and had a debate party the other night, last Thursday night, the last presidential debate slash bloodbath. We got together, we prayed for our president, and then we said, you know, tomorrow, I got a bunch of flags, let's all go stand on the street corner and show the love and wave our battle flags. So sure enough, the next morning, our friends stopped by, and I pulled out the Trump flag, the Make America Great Again flag. We pulled out the Don't Tread on Me, layered over top of Old Glory, the Stars and Stripes, and then we had the Christian flag. And the only thing we were missing was the Latinos for Trump sign. But we were out there, and we said, you know, the reason the Christian flag here is super important because we're not just, you know, crazy MAGA hat wearing people, even though we were wearing our MAGA hats. We love our president because he loves our country, and our country belongs to Christ. Not to mention, the president just came out recently with a Christian profession. And not to mention, he has been fighting for biblical values. He's been the most Christian, whether or not you want to say that he's a Christian or not. He has mentioned God, he's mentioned faith, he's fought for Christian freedom, not religious freedom, right? Like, we're going back to that episode we did a month ago on the First Amendment. He's fighting for by and large, for Christian freedom. And if John MacArthur, okay, if John MacArthur says that President Trump is the most Christian-friendly president that he's ever seen, then you know that the president's on the right track, right? Okay, come on. So why do I mention that we went out there waving our MAGA flags and our Christian flag? Because I want to challenge all my listeners out there. Get out there and do it. Get out there and do something. Cast your ballot for righteousness. Fear the Lord in the ballot box. Remember that it's not just thou shalt not steal when you are, you know, at work and you accidentally take a pen home that doesn't belong to you, or any other form of theft. But it's thou shalt not steal in the ballot box. You are not allowed. If you're a Christian, you are not allowed to vote for someone that endorses the theft of hardworking American people to line their own pockets and to throw in the wind, right? To cast your hard-earned property into the wind. That's not allowed. That's something that God hates, actually. So, and we need to talk like this as Christians. It's not okay for Christians to vote for Biden. It's not okay for Christians to vote for socialists, communists, Marxists, totalitarians. It's not okay. And as Christians, we need to be talking that way with our friends, with our maybe, oh, you know, snowflakey, true Christian people that really do love God and really do love the Bible and want to live life biblically, but that's just where they are. They're snowflakes, maybe because they're 20 and they didn't get enough spankings when they were a child, or they don't have enough calluses on their hands because they're not used to working hard, or whatever the case might be, right? Maybe they grew up without a dad, and so they're just softer than they should be. And so they are really having a conscience struggle over whether or not to vote for Trump or whether to vote for Biden. We need to challenge them in love with our arm around their shoulder and say, you know what? You're a Christian. You're not allowed to vote for people that murder babies. You're not allowed to vote for people that endorse theft in the form of taxation. You're not allowed to do that. Fear God when you cast your ballot. You'll have to answer when your kids ask you if we continue to go down the tube. When your kids and grandkids ask you, Mommy, Daddy, where were you when we lost our freedom? What you don't want to say is, I voted for the communists, so I'm partly responsible for where we're at today. Right, so some big takeaways from today's episode on Back Porch Theology. Be sure to go out there and do some battle. We have just a few days until Election Day. We need to go out there, do battle, and first and foremost, lead with the gospel. Because the gospel, scripture, informs everything else. Right? So when Christ is exalted, then the righteous are going to have the spotlight on them. When it comes to civil leadership, you know, there's no way if someone is committed to a woman's quote unquote right to chop up her baby into 1,000 pieces, if someone is committed to the insanity of allowing 8-year-olds like Joe Biden is to chop off their genitalia and try to switch their created gender, which is an impossibility, by the way, to change your gender. You are what God has made you, no matter how many times you cut up your body, just like Chris Jenner continues to, or I'm sorry, Bruce Jenner continues to prove my point on that. Have you seen that guy? Oosh. If your leftist friends and neighbors and family members can turn a blind eye to a presidential candidate that is losing his marbles and has a son that is a pedophile with all these little Chinese teenage girls and preteen girls, there's no amount of evidence that's going to change their mind. What you have to do, now there are uninformed people,
that are Democrats just because that's the, how they were raised or whatever. And those people can be persuaded with the facts. And in fact, God blessed me with an opportunity to talk to a lady by the name of Tony when we were out there waving our MAGA flags and our Christian flags, fighting for freedom, that her mind was changed because I was able to give her the facts, how Trump is not a racist, how Trump loves kids, and because of that, more pedophiles have been arrested and prosecuted than all of American history under his leadership.
This gal, Tony, just couldn't dispute. She couldn't argue over these facts with me. But it wasn't until I picked up my Christian flag and held it in my arms and I spread it nice and wide. And I said, you know, Tony, this is what our nation needs, is Christ. And she started getting super excited at that point. She said, come on now, brother. She was getting all geared up and agreeing with me. And then, I went on to say, and the reason why our nation is in the spot it's in now is because for the past 150 years, we've been wandering further and further from God's commandments. And so it turned into a great opportunity for me to glorify Christ and also persuade this gal to change her mind about what our nation needs and the kind of leadership that our nation needs. It needs Christian leadership. Because any other worldview is going to take the steering wheel and dive the ship right into the rocks. So, anyway, we need to do battle. We need to be willing to engage beyond the ballot box. Bare minimal, Christians need to be voting, but also we need to be talking to everyone we can. We need to be wearing our Trump t-shirts or our MAGA hats or whatever. But we need to be engaging. We have to pick up the tools that we can and start swinging them like a wild person to gain ground and to guard liberty. Remember, our founders said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So if we're not willing to be vigilant, then we can't be surprised when we wake up and we have men like Barack Hussein Obama in the White House, you know, using the platform of the nation of the White House to bow down before the Muslims. You know, that's just how it is. Now, I had so much fun doing that with my family and some friends on Friday that just a few days ago, I believe it was Tuesday, I went out there by myself for about an hour. I had my red Trump flag in my left hand and my blue one in my right hand, and I was waving them like I was those guys on the aircraft carriers waving in the F-16s or whatever, you know. And it was crazy. So there was kind of a little bit of a parable that I saw in the reactions of people. Okay, so you had the category of people that were on their cell phones as they were driving by, and it just kind of hit me. Okay, so there's people that aren't dialed in. They're not paying attention. They're quite happy with their own personal peace and affluence, like Francis Schaeffer used to say, and they just don't want to be bothered. They don't want to do more than what they're required to be able to pay their car payments and drop their kids off for someone else to raise and those types of things. Then you have, obviously, your liberal crazies out there that not only did they tell me I was number one with the middle finger, but they did it with gusto, you know. You know, with quite a few F-bombs dropped and horns honking and anger, and like Joe Biden said, the veins bulging from their foreheads and the torches coming out of the bushes. So you got the liberal people that are, they're just unhappy people. And it's the reason why they're liberal is because they have an ungodly worldview. And ungodliness does not make someone happy, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? Christ is the one who gives us joy because we've been reconciled to God. Our sins have been forgiven. And we actually know what's going on in the world. We have a vision for our life. And so what is there to be upset about, right? So, but our opponents on the other side that need to be converted, not appeased, but converted to join our ranks with Christ as our head, they're angry people. They're unhappy people. They're miserable people. And It was all over their faces when I was standing there with my smile on my face and my Trump flags in my hands. And then you have your secret conservatives that kind of gave me a little sneaky thumbs up that I could barely see their thumb peeking over their dashboard. And then you had your real freedom-loving folks that were honking, smiling, waving, fist pumping in the air, cheering, yeah! So that was a blast. And I want to encourage you out there, if you have a Trump flag, stand somewhere and wave it around, you know? And have a Christian flag in your other hand, because people need to know that the reason why we love Trump is because Trump loves America, and he says he loves Christ, and it just so happens that his policies have backed that up more and more over the past 4 years. And not to mention, it's a great way to take the libs to the woodshed. Well, thanks for hanging out with me on Back Porch Theology. You have spent some time with me, Caleb Moore, on my back porch. Be sure to share the podcast, subscribe to it, rate it, review it. Send me an email, backporchtheology@yahoo.com. And I hope to have another episode out for everybody in a few days. But I will be alone with my wife for a few days, so don't count on it. And until next time, own the libs. And the way you do that is by celebrating the things that God celebrates and fighting for righteousness, waving your MAGA flag. Until next time, keep your hand to the plow, remain steadfast, and always abound in the work of the Lord. We'll catch you next time.